Yes, he is the president, Hall of Famer, legend of the South Carolina Stingrays, the most successful organization in ECHL hockey history, Rob Kincannon. Rob, Happy New Year.
Critic, how are you, buddy?
You like hanging out with the most prepared man in radio, don't you?
I love it. I come in here and you have a note and you know what to talk about, and it makes things nice and seamless and easy, and we have a good dialogue. Great to see you.
Well, I got to say, this might be the busiest Stingrays homestand week of the year. We got four games starting tonight against the hated Jacksonville Icemen.
We've been lucky to be home this month, and we played Jacksonville on Sunday, lost 3-2. Another big game against them tonight. They're in our division. I think we got a similar record. And then this weekend, we have games Friday, Saturday and Sunday, so it's a busy week for the guys, and definitely going to be a busy weekend.
All games this weekend against Orlando. We of course will be out there on Friday in section 232 with the ceiling fans. Had a great time last Friday. I got my Stingrays wizard socks. Those were cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, it was our first loss.
I know.
First Friday night loss for the ceiling fans. So we're gonna have to redeem ourselves this week. It was overtime though, right?
It was. We did get a point, so it was an overtime loss with like 6 seconds left. I was depressed all weekend. I take these losses hard.
You're a big part of the Friday night games for sure with the ceiling fans up there, but Orlando Friday, Orlando Saturday, Orlando Sunday. Saturday night's our annual Pack the House Military Appreciation Night. All tickets are $10, Critic. From 2 to 4 that afternoon actually is the 5th annual Deputy Joe Matuszkiewicz hockey game where the police and the firefighter plays against each other from 2 to 4, and then the Stingrays play at 7, and then in between periods we're going to have the Charleston Sled Hockey team out there performing in between the 1st and 2nd. Great group of guys. And then after the game, we're going to have our annual military appreciation jersey auction with the proceeds to go to them.
And that is always my favorite part of any Stingrays game, when you do the military moment.
It's always special, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's to listen to and hear the accolades or the achievements that these men and women have attached to them. It's one that, you know, even the players, the refs, the coaches, the fans, they all get involved. And this Saturday will be no different, but we'll be recognizing all men and women in uniform and who do a wonderful job protecting our country.
StingraysHockey.com for all your info. 1055thebridge.com. Be listening all week long. We'll have tickets for Friday night's game. You get to sit in the most fun section in the Coliseum, section 232. Great view of the ice, but every place is a great view of the ice in the North Charleston Coliseum.
Absolutely. It's a busy time of year. All these games are divisional games. We've had some great crowds already in January, and once I feel like college football dies down, which it has, it's definitely hockey weather. A lot of great food options, a lot of tasty beers, tasty bevs, as the critic would say, up at the North Charleston Coliseum. So, you know, go to stingrayshockey.com for tickets or just walk up to the arena.
Oh, you'll always find me pre-gaming and in between periods in the Coliseum Terrace or the Montague Terrace, which are great additions to the Coliseum.
They really are. They give you that designated area so people can hang out and have some beers and have some food and meet and mingle and come see the critic as well.
Well, we got to start a winning streak here. And as you mentioned, these are important division games. We're in the second half of the season. So tonight, 7 o'clock against Jacksonville, and then three games in a row against Orlando. Stingrays got to get some points in the next week.
They do. It's an important week, especially those divisional games against Jacksonville and Orlando. All games on Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday are 7 p.m. and then Sundays are family-friendly 3 o'clock game.
I do love the Sunday game too. So yeah, you'll see me once again in the Coliseum and Montague Terraces on Sundays.
We love it. We love seeing you up there all the time. You're the best.
Well, Rob, always a pleasure to talk to you. Great that things are going so well here in 2019. We want that fourth Kelly Cup. Stingrays, always entertaining. And come and see us Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, North Charleston Coliseum. And you're doing a great thing with the military on Saturday.
Thanks, Critic. Always a pleasure.